Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
You know who's a girl watcher and a Supreme Court watcher?
Who?
Yeah. There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. He's a clown.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Morning, Jody Hamilton. It's been a long 7 days. I'm a girl watcher.
We never know if our Zoom's working or Charlie's just
watching
creepy.
Girls go by.
Okay, Charlie. All right, Charlie. Okay.
You gave me the song cue.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there was a great Steffi tweet during the hiatus there when somebody accused her of being a neoliberal hoe because she had her dad's picture on the wall.
Yeah.
Yes. I said I wasn't 4 Goldwater. I was 3, and my dad was. Okay. Oh, and I did say you can suck my liberal. But okay.
You kind of did.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
But I figured that was just desperation.
That was just a cry for help.
Yeah, that was loneliness.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Oh, by the way, a correction tweet, Chris.
Yeah,
we have
yes.
The biggest audience of correctors in the world.
Yes. White Koi Summer tweeted counterpoint. Rhythm is not a dancer. Dancers are dancers.
Okay. It's duly noted. The Stephanie Miller Show duly notes that. All right,
and
Charlie.
We regret the error.
Charlie, I was badly.
Dancing. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, Charlie. Let's bring it back in. No, I was badly not quoting your piece, but referring to it. That is so true. What you wrote, the Phantom Revolution, you said in America, we're facing a rebellion against imaginary threats with very real consequences. And you just go through the whole thing. None of the threats that the GOP fearmongers about, they're not actual. Critical race theory, all of the things, they're not real things
it's
that
not
threaten
being
real people.
Taught in schools. It really isn't.
Yes.
And if it was, all the kids would be bored and start shooting spitballs at each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not particularly arcane, but it's a very nuanced law school debate.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not teaching critical race theory in third grade.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's anyway. Also the Hill headline. See, I told you the Hill sucks. Court's ruling on Texas law doesn't threaten Roe, but Democrats' overreaction might. And you said the basic thesis is absolute horse because what is not to be hysterical about this Texas ruling?
Right.
I mean, it is as awful as we think, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, whoever that was you quoted right before I came on, about halfway through the 2016 presidential campaign, I stopped doing anything on the premise that it can't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everything could happen.
Yeah.
And this is incredibly wide open. I'm very encouraged to see Merrick Garland's going to, you know, do a little bit to Greg Abbott what the Kennedy brothers did to Ross Barnett down in Mississippi when James Meredith tried to enroll. It's time for the federal part of federalism to assert itself again.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and also your headline says it all. Expand the Supreme Court. Do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
In an unsigned order, the highest court's coward majority ruled that unconstitutional laws are cool so long as they're enforced by bounty hunters. That's exactly it, Charlie. In a nutshell, it is a cowardly shadow docket, unsigned. You know, it cowardly is the only word you can use to describe it.
For the moment, yeah. I mean, I don't have any real optimism on this Mississippi case that's hanging fire.
Yeah.
That they won't, they won't overturn Roe completely.
But, you know, in your piece, you point out, you go to the heart of the Sotomayor dissent, which she said, it cannot be the case that a state can evade federal judicial scrutiny by outsourcing the enforcement of unconstitutional laws to its citizenry. Again, that is the core of it that you boiled it down. And then, you quote Kagan as saying, the majority's decision is emblematic of too much of this court's shadow docket decision making, which every day becomes more unreasoned, inconsistent, and impossible to defend. And the only remedy is, you write, Charlie, expand the court, do it tomorrow. Jesus Christ, a 5-4 majority just ruled that a cheap legal 3-card Monty game at the heart of a law was too clever for the Constitution to address. That's why there's a number of layers of why this is terrifying, right?
Oh, right. I mean, if this legal principle, if we can gussy it up enough to call it that, mm-hmm. were allowed to prevail, you could have bounty hunters resisting federal law everywhere on
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I love that you got the Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
Tweeted, abortion laws in Texas violate our religious rights, and they've taken legal action. Mm-hmm. And you said the enemy of the enemy is my demonic entity. But I mean, it is kind of hilarious. They're charging
that
the religious
video of the woman accusing the entire school board of, from who knows, Bug Tussle or wherever, of being demonic entities.
Yes, yes. But
that was my favorite video of the week. Was that you're all demonic, stop voting for demonic entities, people.
Right.
But I have to say,
I have to see what their position on the issues is, but.
Right. But there was actually a serious piece on why Satanists may be the last best hope to save abortion rights mm-hmm. in Texas. The non-theistic organization, which is headquartered in Salem, Massachusetts, nice touch, joined the legal fray this week by sending a letter to the U.S. FDA demanding access to abortion pills for its members. The group has an established abortion ritual, so it argues that its members should be allowed access to abortion drugs for religious purposes. So I love that they're coming at Greg Abbott with the religious liberty bill that he championed, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, except that, the conservative court, thanks to the late Antonin Scalia, has already ruled that Indian tribes in Oregon can't use peyote mm-hmm. in their rituals. And as somebody pointed out, peyote has been a sacrament for centuries longer than bread and wine has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think the 5-4 majority is going to have any problem telling this, the Satanic Temple that it's not it doesn't qualify as religion or something. I don't know, but I believe that the city of Salem, Massachusetts, did give them a an extensive tax break to headquarters there. No.
Well, I mean, into the fray, Texas-based Bumble and the CEO of Match, the dating apps, along with Uber and Lyft, have announced they're helping women battle the state's draconian new anti-abortion law. I mean, that's good, right? Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. A new poll found two-thirds of college-educated workers would not move to a state with an anti-abortion law as restrictive as the one passed by Texas. Abbott defended the law, calling it a part of the state's pro-business climate.
No.
So far, business is not buying it. Charlie,
I'm sorry. Right? The pro-business he's confused. The pro-business climate is what allows unregulated cement plants to blow up and take entire towns with them.
Right.
This is the theocrat part of the Texas platform.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned this Friday, but I believe children are the future, but the TikTokers will save us, right? You saw this? Yes. Thank you. The organization Texas Right to Life urging citizens to submit anonymous tips to its website to enforce the new anti-abortion law. A handful of TikTokers decided to put whistleblowing into their own hands by flooding the website with Shrek porn and other other false information. The effort to troll the anti-abortion group spearheaded by Gen Zers Victoria and Olivia, who both said they felt appalled by the recent, good for them, the recent, legislation. I found out about this website and thought we have to do whatever we can if they're going to use the internet against us, the very people who were raised on the internet. Many TikTok users have deliberately sent fake information to the website, including tips with titles like Greg Abbott Farts and Calls to Abort Ted Cruz. I feel like these are my children. I feel like they have to be Stephanie Miller Show listeners.
I mean, that is something that a lot of politicians, and most of them, I think, Republicans, haven't caught on to yet. And that is, the kids are a lot better at this than the rest of us are.
That's what they said, Charlie. I mean, they said, what these anti-abortion people ought to realize is this may only seem like a silly trolling campaign to us young people, but this is our way to try to ruin their plan and buy us some more time to get Roe v. Wade federally codified.
Yep.
They're smart. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't think these anti-abortion realize the internet isn't their space, it's ours. We grew up on it and we know how to navigate it. The effort was to get more people talking about this problem. The most important thing right now is we need to do more. We need to protest. We need to phone bank. We need to go and vote Greg Abbott and these other Republican lawmakers out. These kids are savvy, Charlie. Mm-hmm. They're like,
right. I mean, the first real example of that was, were the Parkland kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they were being dismissed as having a couple of days of shock and trauma, and then within 10 days they had thousands of people in Washington marching,
mm-hmm. which included you and I. Which included you and I until I dropped you like a bad habit because you were too slow.
And Sue from Rockville and a whole bunch of folks.
Yeah.
Well, left you in the dirt. But, the thought was there. I was with you in spirit.
And getting back to the Shrek porn, anything can be porn, Stephanie, if you wish hard enough.
Oh, that's funny. I see what you did there. I learned that the hard way this week.
Porn is a wish your heart makes.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that? Oh, you can just turn anything into porn?
You can turn anything into porn.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
All right.
Not that I know, but I'm all right. Here.
Well, Charlie, let's talk about shadow docket, which I hadn't even heard of before now. But so Senate Democrats will soon hold a hearing examining this week's emergency Supreme Court ruling that declined to block the abortion law. The hearing to be conducted by Senate Judiciary will probe the so-called shadow docket of emergency appeals to the Supreme Court that is relied on with increasing frequency to issue rulings, often of massive consequence with little public deliberation or notice. The court's emergency appeals, of course, over the past year have favored religious groups and Trump's administration. So I swear to God, Charlie, I feel like they have found like the Republican recall out here, just new and different ways to cheat. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm like, well, I've never heard of the use of the shadow docket like this.
Well, no, I mean, it's not, and it's not, you know, I mean, it's not cheating if you, you know, pervert the function of something that's always been there, but was like, you know, gathering dust on the shelf. I mean, somebody was sharp enough to look at the shadow docket and say, hey, we can do this. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing illegal about it. It's as far as I know. I think that Justice Kagan was right in her dissent to this awful ruling last week, in that it's being misused and, you know, obviously abused by a 5-4 majority. And I think it's distressing that 5-4 majority is so gutless. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, I have to say, it's not really cheating. It's there. It's something that has to be fixed. Not that I have any faith that it will be, yeah. But, you know, it's like gerrymandering. Gerrymandering isn't illegal yet.
Yeah.
It should be. Yeah. But partisan gerrymandering certainly should be. But it's not. It's just that the Republicans have taken all these kind of arcane loopholes in the Constitution and supercharged them.
Yeah. And I have to.
To give, you know, the masters of the dark arts credit, that's pretty sharp.
Charlie,
because it's a way to be a minority. It's a way to enforce minoritarian rules.
Well, can I give you California Exhibit A? We have talked about this a lot, you and Jody and I, about how Democrats need to learn to fight differently. Because let me tell you how this burns, how stupid this rule is out here. This is the party that does not believe in COVID, that are COVID deniers. They asked for more time to get signatures for this stupid Republican recall because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Democrats control the legislature here. They should have stopped this. Mm-hmm. They should have said no. Mm-hmm. And it's just now here we are, where someone that gets some right-wing radio whack that gets 12% of the vote could be the governor of California. I mean, and flip the Senate. And it's just astounding.
He's already said he's going to flip the Senate.
Yeah, but turn us into to Texas and Florida in terms of COVID, in terms of, you know, anti-choice. I mean, it's, how else would they be able to take control of one of the bluest states in the union by this ridiculous? I mean, the fact that they're like, oh, COVID's going on, we need more time for signatures, and the Democrats said yes, makes me crazy, right?
You know, for years, literally almost a century, over a century, the impeachment power was what Thomas Jefferson called it, which is a scarecrow.
Yeah.
It didn't have any real, you know, cause and effect. In 1998, after, you know, a midterm election in which the country plainly said it was tired of people who were chasing Bill Clinton's penis around the Beltway, they impeached the president over an affair.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of them looking at all these, you know, all these dusty tools down in the back shelves of the tool shed and thinking, hey, let's shine these up and use them.
Yeah.
You know, we can, you know, there's nothing wrong with a good old hammer. We'll just shine it up and use it more than people thought we would.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned the 11 House Republicans' letters to 13 telecom companies vowing to pursue all legal remedies if they comply with the January 6th. Records request, and you said consciousness of guilt.
Yeah. absolutely no guilt there, right?
Yeah. Don't look at that.
Is there one person on that letter that you don't think, yeah, they were involved? They knew.
Oh, my God. And by the way, J.D. Vance tweeted, Alex Jones is far more reputable source of information than Rachel Maddow. And you just said, and we've now disappeared over the far horizon. Mm-hmm. Both sides do not do it. And it's...
That Ohio Republican Senate primary is a crazy off of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, between J.D. Vance and Josh Mandel.
Right.
I'm hoping that they'll, you know, when they have their televised debate, they'll introduce it with that old Outer Limits thing about we control your television set.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We control the horizontal. We control the vertical.
Exactly. Uh-huh. All right. Well, Jody, you control it now, and you have to say goodbye to your lover. You need to let go.
Goodbye, Charlie Pierce.
Fare thee well, Jody Hamilton. Fare thee well.
That's so sweet.
It's awkward.
Creepy. Awkward. Okay. 50. Love you, Charlie.
Thanks.
See you next time.